thought Darktan. He must know a lot, the big rat. I wonder what he's going to tell me. The light grew bigger, and did indeed begin to look like a rat. How strange, thought Darktan, as the blue light faded into the black, to find it's all true. Off we go, then. Into the tun... There was noise. It filled the world, and the terrible, terrible pain was back, and the big rat shouted in the voice of nourishing. I gnawed through the spring, sir. I gnawed through the spring. It was old and weak, sir. Probably why you weren't cut in half, sir. Can you hear me, sir? Darktan, sir? I gnawed right through the spring, sir. Are you still dead, sir? Sir? Ratcatcher 1 leapt out of his chair, his hands bunching into fists. At least, it started out as a leap. About halfway, it turned into a stagger. He sat down heavily, clutching at his stomach. Oh, no. Oh, no, I knew that tea tasted funny, he muttered. Ratcatcher 2 had gone a pale green. You nasty little... he began. And don't even think of attacking us, said Malicia. Otherwise, you'll never walk out of here. And we might get hurt and forget where we left the antidote. You haven't got time to attack us. Ratcatcher 1 tried standing up again, but his legs didn't want to play. What poisoned was it? He muttered.
By the smell of it, it's the one the rats call number 3, said Keith. It was in the bag labelled Kill a Lot.
The rats call it number 3? Said Ratcatcher 2.
They know a lot about poison, said Keith.
And they told you about this antidote, yeah? Said Ratcatcher 2.
Ratcatcher 1 glared at him.
We heard them talk, Bill. In the pit, remember?
He looked back at Keith and shook his head.
Nah, he said. You don't look like the kind of kid that'd poison a man to his face.
How about me? Said Malicia, leaning forward.
She would! She would! Said Ratcatcher 2, clutching at his colleague's arm. She's reared, that one. Everyone says so.
He clutched his stomach again and leaned forward, groaning.
You said something about an antidote, said Ratcatcher 1. But there's no antidote to Kill a Lot.
And I told you there is, said Keith. The rats found one.
Ratcatcher 2 fell on his knees.
Please, young sir, have mercy. If not for me, please think of my dear wife and my 4 lovely children who'll be without their daddy.
You're not married, said Malicia. You don't have any children.
I might want some one day.
What happened to that rat you took away? Said Keith.
Dunno, sir. A rat in a hat came down out of the roof and grabbed it and flew away,
Ratcatcher 2 burbled.
And then another big rat come down into the pit, shouted at everyone, bit Jacko on the unutterables, and jumped right out of the pit and did a runner.
Sounds like your rats are all right, said Malicia to Keith.
I haven't finished, said Keith.
You stole from everyone and blamed it on the rats, didn't you?
Yes, that's it. Yes, we did.
You killed the rats, said Morris quietly. Ratcatcher 1's head turned sharply. There was an edge to that voice that he recognised. He'd heard it at the pit. You got them there sometimes, high-rolling types with fancy waistcoats, who travelled through the mountains making a living by betting and sometimes making a killing by knives. They had a look to their eye and a tone to their voice. They were known as killing gentlemen. You didn't cross a killing gentleman.
Yes, that's right, we did, babbled Ratcatcher 2.
Just go carefully there, Bill, said Ratcatcher 1, still eyeing Keith.
Why did you do it?
Said Keith. Ratcatcher 2 looked from his boss to Malicia and then to Keith, as if trying to decide who frightened him the most.
Well, Ron said the rats ate the stuff anyway, he said. So he said if we got rid of all the rats and pinched the stuff ourselves, well, it wouldn't exactly be like stealing, would it? More like rearranging stuff. There's a bloke Ron knows who comes up in a sailing barge in the middle of the night and pays us.
That is a diabolical lie,
snapped Ratcatcher 1, and then he looked as if he was going to be sick.
But you caught rats alive and crammed them into cages without food,
Keith went on.
They live on rat, those rats. Why did you do that?
Ratcatcher 1 clutched at his stomach.
I can feel things happening, he said.
That's just your imagination, snapped Keith.
It is?
Yes. Don't you know anything about the poisons you use? Your stomach won't start to melt for at least 20 minutes.
Wow, said Malicia, seriously impressed.
And after that, said Keith, if you blow your nose, your brain will... Well, let's just say you'll need a really big handkerchief. "This is great," said Melissa, rummaging in her bag. "I'm going to take..."